Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com. You know, I'm a little surprised you didn't ask me what pampooty is. Like, what?
I just didn't believe that was a real word. So I just questioned whether
No request for a definition of pampooty.
Fine. What is pampooty? Would you like for me to ask you?
They're slippers.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Petrano.
So much rain. Make it stop. Drying out today, as you heard from meteorologist Tyler Moore. Looks like 3 days at least with no rain in the forecast.
Okay? Promise.
How much rain Tuesday? Storm Team 4 Chief Meteorologist Brian Niznanski.
Impressive downpours. Wauwatosa, nearly 2 inches of rain. Officially at Milwaukee Mitchell, 1.9 inches of rainfall. Less rain farther inland and far north and south.
And that was on top of the rainy holiday weekend, right?
Yes.
Kenosha, 1.8 inches. Cedarburg, over an inch. And maybe even a little bit more now overnight with a few lingering showers. Mm-hmm. That was Niz on at 10 o'clock. There was some hail in spots, as Niz predicted.
Yep.
Thought if any of these storms turned severe, that would be the result of that. But mostly just a heavy rain event and spotty.
Yeah, real spotty. But we knew that was coming too, that it'd be scattered.
Right. There was some sunshine, and then all of a sudden it's like thunderstorm.
Boom.
And then sunshine again. Just an odd day. Some localized flash flooding as well. Yep. Some of the construction zone on the Southern Bypass, that was a mess for a bit. Stadium Freeway was super wet, some ponding there. City Streets, Mike Biermeister from TMJ4 News.
Near 73rd and Capitol, Department of Public Works staff out clearing drains filled with trash and grass clippings. The worker telling us she was clearing her fifth drain of the night.
Since the bump out has been put in, the street sweepers are not able to really come and hit the curb.
Showed her, and there was, I don't know, maybe a foot of water around this drain. She's in there with a rake just getting all this crud out of there.
It's amazing how quickly those areas can drain once you clear those areas.
Like, that's why the drains are there, right?
Yeah, right. It's amazing how they work. I've seen it done where you go over by yours, by their house, clear it out, and all of a sudden the road is clear.
Something I picked up on there, though, she said, since they added the bump outs, this would be some of these traffic calming measures that have made it more difficult to clean the streets, is what she's saying. So that when the street sweepers come through, they can't pick up all that stuff. So that's how more and more of this stuff collects on the drains.
Solving one problem while creating another.
It's like when they put you on some sort of meds to take care of what your high blood pressure or whatever. Yeah. And the next thing you know, well, now you got some other problem caused by the meds. So you got to get on some other meds.
Then you take another after
take care
that,
of that. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Check the MMSD situation right now. Sewage treatment plants holding and room in the deep tunnel to spare somehow. So no Lake Michigan dumping, but we could see a few dry days here. And it looks like we're going to get them. 6:15 on Wisconsin's Morning News.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Vetrano.
It was one of those games that was frustrating at times, devastating in the end, but you thought the Brewers could steal it. You really did. Down 1-0, it took until the eighth for the Crew to get a hit.
First one to Frelick. Ground ball towards the middle. Base hit. No hitter gone. Sal Frelick gets the base hit in the eighth inning, just as he did yesterday, and maybe that's what the Brewers need.
Cubs pitcher Ben Brown was just masterful, fisticuffing the Brewers through 7 innings of no-hit ball. He didn't go in and pitch the eighth. It was really Adames who would tie the game in the bottom of the ninth.
One ball, two strikes, and two outs. Fans on their feet. Here's the pitch. Line drive, base hit down the left field line. We're tied. As Adames digs for second, the throw there, in time.
Yeah, Adames out trying to make it to second base. Replays seem to show that he was safe, but they go on to extras. You almost wish they hadn't gone into extras, because that's when the game fell apart. 10th inning was rough. Mike Tuchman lined one off a Brewers closer, Trevor McGill's arm.
McGill's pitch. Line drive off of McGill. He can't find the baseball. He's in some pain. Racing around third is Vasquez. Nobody's there to pick it up, and Vasquez is going to score.
Yeah, McGill couldn't do anything. So that ball just sat there. Then Contreras didn't know what to do because he needed to cover home, but also needed to get the ball. Anyway, the Cubs
only got worse from there.
Yeah, Cubs have put up a five spot. They go on to win 6-3. So what about McGill?
How's McGill doing?
It's not fraction.
Is that the extent of what you can know at this point?
Yeah, I mean, he got drilled pretty hard. He's going to be good and sore for a while.
That's the good part.
It's not broken.
Right.
Anything else, Skipper? On
that? Well, he's sore as all get out. We'll find out more today, I'm sure. We should mention Willie Peralta went 5 2/3. Three hits, one run, 11 Ks. These two teams, with the pitching they got, this could be a spicy, epic playoff matchup in the future. We'll see. Another good one tonight. Bryce Wilson on the mound for the Crew against the Cubs' Shohei Umenaga, who is amazing. He's just lights out. 6:10 pregame, 6:40 first pitch right here on WDTMJ.
Milwaukee Admirals open the conference finals in the Calder Cup playoffs tonight. Best of seven series now against the Coachella Valley Firebirds. And in case you were wondering whether the ads are just happy to be here, here's head coach Carl Taylor.
We're here to win. We're here to win the whole championship. That's our goal. We're not afraid to state it or talk about it. Doesn't mean we're going to, but if you're going to knock us out, you're going to get. We're going to play with our foot on the gas the whole time. Make sure we leave that arena with nothing left.
Foot on the gas.
I like that. Love that accent.
Hockey coach, for sure. Ads play two on the road tonight and Friday, and then back home for three, if necessary, next week. It's California, though. Palm Desert. So the puck drops at 9 p.m. our time.
Woof.
That's a late one.
We'll tell you about it in the morning, maybe.
That's right. We're here for you. 6:19 on Wisconsin's Morning News. We flipped to June this weekend. Saturday, June 1 already. I mean, Sunday is the first Sunday in June. Longtime tradition is back in Milwaukee. The UPAF Ride for the Arts, presented by Miller Lite, back at full strength. You know, post-COVID, they tinkered a little bit, as a lot of folks did who had these big events. You could do your own ride for a while, or they went to several smaller rides in different places. But the big event now is back.
Okay.
Fully Sunday at the lakefront. Katie Couric from United Performing Arts Fund came in to tell us about cyclists taking over the Hone Bridge once again.
Bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my
We always want to make sure that the UPAF Ride for the Arts is a little fresh and new. It's such a legacy event that we have had people riding with us, some for almost all of those years that it has been in existence.
Folks are going to be able to ride up and down the Hone Bridge as often as they like, kind of, right?
Yeah, the Hone Bridge is absolutely the biggest draw. It is the only recreational event that uses the Hone Bridge every year. Sure, you can do it in some of the marathons, some of the triathlons, but this is the only time a quote-unquote normal person can go over the Hone Bridge. So this year we are thrilled to bring back the Hone Loop course, which is a 20-mile, closed-to-all-traffic course, which is huge.
You've got another entirely different route for folks families who just want to ride with the kids.
Yeah, so we absolutely have those hardcore cyclists. This is one of the first rides of the cycling season, per se. So they kind of use this as a warm-up for all the other races they have going forward. But it's also perfect for the whole family. There are people who bring tricycles over the Hone Bridge. You can do that. But if you don't want to do that ride, you can opt to not go over the bridge and just go up Lake Drive and back. You can do that. Or that we have an arts path, which is through Lakeshore State Park, which is about a mile and a half.
That's a little island right there by Summerfest.
Yeah, so you get to ride around the island. Perfect for those beginner riders or maybe some adults who just aren't that thrilled about riding really far. We welcome everyone, and a fun perk is that kids 12 and under ride free thanks to the Brewers Community Foundation.
Katie Couric is with us from United Performing Arts Fund. The UPAF Ride for the Arts, presented by Miller Lite, is coming up on Sunday, June 2nd. Big party after as well.
Yes, for the first time this year, it is UPAF Fest at the Summerfest grounds. Now, this is completely free and open to the public, so even if you are not riding that day, we still welcome you to come hang out with us from 8 a.m. to noon on Sunday, June 2nd. We'll have really exciting performances from a number of our groups. We've got MISO, a jazz ensemble. We've got Mad Hot Rhythm Dancers from Danceworks, Skylight Music Theater. Really fun kids zone with interactive performances from First Stage, Sunset Playhouse, many groups like that. food, beverages, all the good stuff that makes for a great festival in Milwaukee. The funding from UPAF and in turn the funding from the UPAF ride really touches every component of what these groups produce, whether it is what's on stage, like you said, what's behind the scenes, their education efforts, their outreach efforts, all of that makes a huge difference. And not only does it impact these the individual groups that we fund, but the performing arts really just make for a better community overall. Even if you are not one who ever goes into a theater, which I encourage you to do,
Yes, buy a ticket.
Buy a ticket.
Come see a show.
But regardless, the performing arts drive our economy. They create jobs. They attract tourism. They have all these great features to them beyond what's just on the stage.
Registration open at upafride.org. Still time to sign up. And if you want to support without riding, you can always donate there as well. And you can even register day of the event. 7 a.m. is when things get started on the lakefront Sunday. Brewers lost the game. Could we possibly have lost another pitcher? We got sports at 6:45.
Good news for our Wisconsin Spellers. Scripps National Spelling Bee is taking place. And both of our Wisconsin Spellers have advanced to today's round. So we have Nethra. She is from Franklin. She's an eighth grader at Forest Park Middle School. She had to spell Pampudi correctly. And she
had. That's not a word. You're making that up.
She had to answer the definition of what is glissando. Glissando. Any idea?
It's a musical term.
Ooh, very good, Debbie. A quick series of consecutive notes played on an instrument. And then she had the
would
spell.
Would the judges have allowed Debbie's answer? Or was it too general?
Could have been more specific. It's
Can you, but it's pretty can you yeah, musical specific. Term probably isn't good enough.
Has something with music?
Then she had this to spell.
Traino. T-R-A-I-N-E-A-U. Traino.
That is correct.
Thank you.
Good. And what was
E-A-U.
Great.
E-A-U. Whoa.
It was pretty like, cool. Oh, was when when she was spelling, she would finger type in the air. Like, she would, like, think of where the letters are.
Oh, cool. That's
on the
how
keyboard.
She visualizes.
Yeah. So, Nethra moves on, and so does Aiden of Middleton. His he had to spell oviparous. Then he had to answer this question, and I think you might get this one. If you study sabermetrics, you know a lot about?
Analytics?
Baseball.
Okay.
Baseball is your answer. And then he had to answer this question.
I was tangentially correct.
Spell this.
Spondy.
Spondy.
S-P-O-N-D-E-E, Spondy.
That is correct.
Thank you.
So I was going like Warren Spondy, S-P-A-H.
No. So you missed the baseball thing. The other one was the baseball one. So both of them moving on. So good luck to Aiden and to Nethra.
Okay. And do they compete today again? They compete?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. 6:38 on Wisconsin's Morning News.
You know, I'm a little surprised you didn't ask me what Pampudi is. Like, what?
I just didn't believe that was a real word. So I just questioned whether you're playing me.
No request for a definition of Pampudi.
What is Pampudi? Would you like for me to ask you?
They're slippers.
Why don't you just tell me what Pampudi is?
Rawhide shoes / slippers. So when you go home after a rainy day, you could slip on your Pampudis.
Slide on those Pampudis.
Yeah.
Snuggle on up with a good book.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. This is the last one of these, I think.
Oh, yeah? We're coming down to it.
A live stream component as well. If you want to check us out, text WATCH to 855-616-1620 or check us out on YouTube, WTMJ.com, and our mobile app. Click the Watch Now button as we'll have a visual with this. This is our contest with Johnson & Sons Paving. Pothole season. Tough one. We had a lot of back and forth with the temperatures. You want to get Johnson & Sons out to fix those potholes in your commercial lot or maybe you have them rebuild the whole thing. So we've been doing this contest, and you have until the end of the month to book a parking lot paving project. And if you do, you'll be entered to win this contest where I come out and do work on your job site. So Johnson & Sons has been sending us a series of mystery boxes with some messages and encouragement.
You got another one?
So here's what they sent today. In case you can't quite picture it, after 11 weeks of mystery boxes, we made you a formal portrait, oh boy, depicting your work with our team. Now all you need to do is visualize and manifest. Time to get your head in the game. So I'll open the box and you all read right. Today's fun fact.
What's in the box?
All right, the fun fact. So no radio sports personalities have died while working with Johnson & Sons Paving. Well, that's a relief. Make sure you gear up for the big day so we can keep it that way. Ooh, and there's a nice picture of Vince. I wish I knew the name of that piece of machinery.
Big piece of equipment here.
Some kind of asphalt layer, right?
That they've, what would you say? They laid my head in there?
Yeah, it looks nice. It looks just like you.
They're not going to let me drive something like this.
I bet they'll let you sit up there, maybe, away from the project.
This is the thing that actually like lays the asphalt. They're not going to let me drive that.
That's
I could see
awesome.
Myself shoveling or raking or even, you know what I would like to, drive the roller, the steamroller. You know?
Yeah, yeah, because that'll be allowed.
And just roll it.
You know, the worst they can
this
say.
This is the picture they sent.
The worst they can say is no, Vince.
That's right.
Might as well ask. Plus, maybe your customer will want you to try.
I like to thank our friends at Johnson's. I'm going to put this up on the wall here in the office.
Oh, great.
You're going to have to look at this every day.
See it all the time.
WTMJ.com/contest for the Vinny visit at your job site with the best in local paving, asphalt, and concrete. Johnson & Sons Paving.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Vetrano.
Another entertaining game at American Family Field, but this time, unfortunately for the crew, the Brewers do fall to the Cubs 6-3 in extras. Not only that, the closer is hurt. We'll get to that in a second. First, to the offense, the Brewers just could not muster anything against Cubs pitcher Ben Brown. Like, literally nothing.
Yeah, we were no hit for a long time.
Crew got no hit for 7 innings. Willie Adames doing everything he could.
Brown brings home the pitch. High fly ball, deep right center field. Racing back is Bellinger at the track. Wall loops up, and Bellinger brought it back. How many times is that going to happen to Willie Adames this year?
I swear, yeah, robbed again.
But Bellinger later arrested, accused of robbery.
Yes. Right. Adames, though, later was able to tie the game in the bottom of the ninth.
One ball, two strikes, and two outs. Fans on their feet. Here's the pitch. Line drive, base hit down the left field line. We're tied as Adames digs for second. The throw there. In time.
Yeah, he was called out at second. Not sure about that. But it did tie the game 1-1, so on to extras they would go. Unfortunately, things did not go well. Trevor McGill hit by a line drive.
McGill's pitch. Line drive off of McGill. He can't find the baseball. He's in some pain. Racing around third is Vasquez. Nobody's there to pick it up, and Vasquez is going to score.
That did not look good.
Scored a run. So the Cubs would tack on a few more there in the 10th, and McGill gone out. So we have no idea right now how badly he is hurt. We do know there is no fracture. He was hit in the arm, but the skipper.
He got drilled pretty hard. He's going to be good and sore for a while.
6-3, the final. Strange game.
Thanks, Skip. He's going to be good and sore.
Yeah, the Cubs pitcher throw 7 no-hit innings before getting pulled, and there was a joke that Cubs fans were also booing Council for pulling their Cubs pitcher who was throwing a no-no. Peralta net, by not bad, 5 2/3, 1 run, 11 Ks. Council, by the time he got booed every time he left the dugout. In fact, he told reporters before the game, he joked that his kids had taken pictures of some of the Council anti-signs that were out there.
Nice.
And they had a good laugh of that. The family took a look at those and thought some of them were pretty creative. I want to know which ones they thought were the most creative ones.
But. You listen to that crowd, too. It's May.
Yeah.
I mean, that sounded awesome? Like a playoff game.
I love it.
It's
love
May.
It. Mm-hmm.
Electric environment. All right, they go again tonight.
Same teams tonight, 6:40 first pitch, 6:10 pregame right here on WDTMJ.
Milwaukee Admirals, it's a late one. They are a series away from the Calder Cup Finals. Conference Finals begin tonight in Palm Desert. That's California, oh, by the way, so they're on Pacific time. Head coach Carl Taylor says his group has no interest in this coming to an end anytime soon.
In the end, they don't want to end. Like, they just love being around each other. They want to keep competing. They want to have a chance to win a championship, and now 8 more wins to do that.
8 more wins. The Ads open the series against the Coachella Valley Firebirds tonight. Puck drops at 9 o'clock. Central time tonight and Friday, and then back on Central time for the Ads next week as this best of 7 series will return to Milwaukee. Ran across this in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel over the weekend. I don't see very often, so I don't get the physical paper anymore, the letters to the editor.
Yeah.
You got to kind of look for it.
Mm-hmm.
This one kind of stood out to me, and I couldn't wait to talk with our friend and teammate, Dr. Ken Harris from 101.7 The Truth and former Milwaukee Police Lieutenant about it. I'll read you the first line here, Dr. Ken. An idea occurred to me that the use of drones to follow lawbreakers is better than chasing them with police cars. This person goes on to write, you know, we're concerned rightly about police pursuits and what can come as a result of that, reckless driving, all of those things. Can't we just put up drones to track these guys instead of following them at high speed through the streets of Milwaukee?
No.
Answer is no.
Okay. I've got about 10 things, okay. I mean 15 seconds to go through. Number one, storage, the drone, the footage. Who's going to have access to the video? Maintenance and monitoring. Power, who pays for it? Because you got to charge it. Deployment, we're going to use AI. We're going to use an officer, a supervisor, command. Documentation, is it court defensible? Like, what's the case law behind entering drone footage as evidence? Fourth Amendment issues, privacy. Does plain view doctrine apply for a drone? Right? Or, but wait a minute, a drone isn't a sworn officer. How do I get due process with a drone? How do I confront my accuser? Privacy issues. What if it catches something on private property while it's passing that has nothing to do with the crime itself that it's tracking? Airspace isn't owned, right? However, whatever you can control over your house, you can own, right?
Correct.
So when the sky is full of drones, what do we do? And then if you repeatedly use the drone to surveil a person, does it open you up to a tort claim for breach of civil duty, which is actually to serve and protect me?
So using drones to chase after a car is one thing, but I thought law enforcement did use drones from time to time.
Sure. To surveil one particular thing, usually with a warrant. But do I need it now because I'm in public? And while I'm going to Vinny's house and I passed Eric's house and I go,
what's going on over there?
Right?
Yeah.
It opens up too much.
I think for me, Dr. Ken, too, there's so many practical obstacles as well. A chase initiates in an instant, in a moment.
Right.
You, as an officer behind the wheel, have witnessed something. You decide to pursue that vehicle. I mean, even just using drones was kind of a newer technology when I was over at TMJ4. There's a process. You got to go to the trunk. You got to get the thing there. I think we had to file a flight plan. Now, maybe law enforcement could get around that, but you got to put the thing up.
Because the laws are the same.
You may only have 15 minutes of a battery on a drone.
And you're near an airport. And
so if I'm in the car, just keep on driving. Right. Like 16 minutes, 17 minutes, we're good.
Right. So and how many of them are you going to have?
What if suspect bails out of car that is crashed on the run, runs into a wooded area? Can you fire up a drone then to help search for suspect?
How am I going to search over the trees?
There's fields at night where there's tall grass and there's
The sheriff's office used to have a helicopter that they used for surveillance or things, not just general surveillance, but they could put the chopper up if you're looking for somebody who's on the run or whatever.
Because it gets you there faster. Right. But other than that, there's nothing like good old-fashioned gumshoe, you know, on the ground, boots on the ground, doing the work. Because in the end, I have to testify to it. And if I'm not there, like, what do I do?
You were there virtually.
Right. Virtual again. That'll go over well.
All right, so we took care of that one. Thanks for your letter to the editor, sir. 657 on Wisconsin's Morning News.